It was going to be a long 5 days until the hunt began, and it wasn't made any easier by their being confined to the hospital. The reason for this was that JB was being kept stabilized with the help of a small dose of vaccine to control the symptoms, administered daily by the spiky-haired healer, Michaela, under the supervision of Ethan himself, who took the precaution of only delivering as much of the vaccine as was necessary, and bringing with him a heavily armed guard. The companions had been stripped of their weapons before being incarcerated, and this time the sec force under Grey Horse were thorough. Blasters were taken, Ryan's scarf with the lead weights, Doc's lion's head sword stick, the panga, and the techna knife that Ryan and JB used, and even Jack's camo jacket, after the first leaf-bladed knife was found in its concealed position. No pretense of hospitality remained, and no chances were to be taken, even though the companions had agreed to the hunt to try to save JB. Ethan may be confident, but he wasn't stupid. Meanwhile, to keep them fit for the hunt, and to ensure that it would present a good spectacle for the expected paying guests, they were allowed to train once a day. Under a heavily armed guard, they were taken from the hospital to the sec compound. Under the muzzles of enough hardware to chill a small army, they were allowed to work out with one another to keep their edge of fitness and to keep their reflexes sharp. As they exercised, they were watched by a crowd of spectators from the Ville, from beyond the wire surrounding the compound. The citizens of Pleasantville were concerned with the fitness of the companions. The fitter and sharper they were, the more successful the hunt. The more successful the hunt, the greater the jack and trade for the Ville. They watched the companions as though they were animals being trained for sport, which was, in practical terms, exactly what they were. Ethan would also come to watch. He had a sizable investment in the future of his barony tied up in them, and he wanted to make sure that he got value for his proffered commodity, the life of their friend. On the fourth day, he walked through the crowds and into the compound as the companions worked out. Ryan was driving them hard, determined that they would be as sharp as possible for the hunt. Between sit-ups, Jack cast a cold and glittering eye over the approaching Baron, who was accompanied by a phalanx of sec men, all heavily armed.
What he want?
Don't know, but I figure we're about to find out.
Ryan signaled to his people to cease their efforts and rose to his feet in one fluid motion from his sitting position. It was partly so that he could be on an eye-to-eye level with the Baron, and partly to press home how fit the companions were. Ethan gave the one-eyed man a faint grin that suggested he was aware of this.
You're looking good there, Ryan. Hope the rest of you are in as good a condition.
The companions were on their feet and around the Baron before the sentence had a chance to drift away on the air. They moved so swiftly to surround him that the sec force had no time to react. Ryan was up against the Baron, eyeballing him. He could smell the faint perfumed musk coming off Ethan, but the Baron remained calm.
Back off there! Back off! Now!
Ryan turned to see that the sec force had their blasters leveled at the circle.
Idiot. You blast us and you blast your Baron as well. That wouldn't be too clever, would it? Should have been faster, Grey Horse.
The dreadlocked sec chief said nothing, but the humiliation and anger blazing in his eyes spoke for him.
On the other hand, what are you going to do to me, Ryan? You harm me in any way, and you say goodbye to JB. Not to mention you getting chilled anyway. Nothing's changed, has it?
Ryan and the rest of the companions stepped away from the Baron.
Face it, all you've done is prove to me how fit you are. You've proved that this hunt is going to be a good one and that you'll be worth the jack we're getting. What's better, as far as you're concerned, you might be worth your freedom and JB's life.
Why should we believe you? Why shouldn't we just rip you to shreds right now? At least we'd have the satisfaction of doing to you what you're doing to John.
I don't think you're that suicidal. Besides, this Ville and the riches we've acquired are based on our word being our bond. If we lie to people about what we're giving them, then we'd be raided and leveled in revenge. No, I always mean what I say. You take part in the hunt, then JB will be given the antidote to his sickness, and those of you who survive the hunt, which may be all or maybe none, that's up to you, will be set free. You have my word on that.
And what's that worth?
I guess you'll have to find out.
The Baron gestured to Grey Horse and the sec force surrounded him.
Now, I would suggest, and remember, you have the choice, that you get some rest. The guests who have paid to see this event will arrive at sunup, and by the middle of the day, the hunt will begin. So, if you want to be at your peak...
The sec men followed suit, and Baron Ethan left the companions, standing in the center of the Sec compound. As they arrived back at the hospital after their training session, Mildred put a weary hand on Michaela's shoulder.
How's he doing?
Same as the last few days.
The spiky-haired girl kept a wary eye on the armed Sec man who stood guard in the doorway.
Ethan's been here and has administered the injection for today.
She led Mildred out of the guard's hearing and spoke in a whisper.
Look, I've thought of something, but it's a bit of a long shot. It might be the thing we need to tilt everything in our favor.
We?
I know you've got no reason to trust me, but the fact of the matter is that I'm up to my neck in this shit. Doesn't matter what does or doesn't happen to you, I'm cooked meat once this hunt is finished. You think Ethan's going to trust me again? I may not have helped you that much, but I did tell you things that I shouldn't have, and I didn't try to stop you. Whether you buy the farm or go free, I'm history. And maybe that wouldn't be a bad thing, because I'm sick of the shit that goes on here, but I'd rather have the chance to get out in one piece.
Mildred was tired, wanted to shower, and was concerned about JB and what the others would have to do on the following day.
Nice speech, honey, but what's the point?
Point is, I've been thinking. And maybe there's a way that we can take control of JB's sickness out of Ethan's hands.
Tell me, girl.
Okay. Now, I've got to say that it's a long shot. But remember how I told you that all the cultures both here and the ones that Ethan keeps hidden were taken from a freezer in a hospital in the remains of the old city? Well, I don't think that the Sec men he sent to clear it out could have really taken everything. I never saw the facility, but from what I was told, it was a damn sight bigger than anything Bones has put together here.
And the point is?
The point is that there must be something left there, and chances are that the freezer is still working. If we can isolate what it is that JB has, then one of us can make a break for the old city to try to find the antidote.
Mildred rolled her eyes. This was beyond a long shot, but it was better than nothing.
You'll have to go, assuming you know where the old hospital is.
I've been into the old city, and although I haven't been inside, it's been pointed out to me. I can find it.
Okay. Then we need to find out what it is that JB has.
I've prepared some slides. I don't recognize anything, but maybe you will. If not, I can just bring back anything that I know I haven't got here.
Now you've really been thinking about this, haven't you, girl? You must want to get out of here pretty badly.
You wouldn't believe how much.
Oh, I think I might.
Yeah, pretty stupid thing to say. But what do you think about my plan?
It sounds worth a try. The only thing that could work against us is time.
That kind of depends on how good your friends are. Most hunts last from the beginning until sundown. Some don't last even that long. If your people are good and can make it last overnight, then that should be more than enough time, especially if I can get away quickly.
Yeah, sounds good in theory. But what exactly do you get out of it if you do help us?
Simple. I get to come with you.